Guerneville realtor Herman J. Hernandez isn't able to vote in the school board elections in Petaluma, Healdsburg, or Santa Rosa, but he's keeping a close watch on those races because each of them includes a Latino candidate, something he's been actively encouraging as a co-founder of the business group Lo Cien. The three candidates are Tina Guerrero in Healdsburg, Gonzalo Romo in Petaluma, and Omar Medina in Santa Rosa. Hernandez knows it was a big step for each of those individuals to take.
It was just not a matter of applying to run for that position, but for the first time formulate and put together a campaign and be identified as an individual qualified candidate in that community. Each one of them has had individual leaders in these communities step up, assist them, guide them somewhat, and they have gone from there.
A fourth Latino candidate has already secured a seat on the Sonoma County Board of Education. 28-year-old Herman G. Hernandez, yes, the son of the other Herman, declared early and ran unopposed. He embraces his position as a demographic outlier on two fronts.
Not only do I think that the cultural background is significant, but I also think that the age is significant. It's so important for the younger generation to really get involved in local politics. We kind of have a negative perspective on national politics, but we don't realize the effect that we can have at a local level. So, yes, I think that my cultural background had a big influence on running for this position because I believe in equal representation at every level of government. And I think that we do need more Latinos involved in local politics, but at the same time, we need young people as well.
Laura Gonzalez is not on the ballot this fall. She won re-election to a second term on the Santa Rosa City School Board 2 years ago. She embraces her role as a representative of the diversity within the city, but also notes that no subset can lay sole claim to cultural sensitivity.
In Santa Rosa, half of all students are Latino right now, in the elementary schools anyway. And I think it's important to have people on the board who understand where our students are coming from. However, just because somebody is Latino does not mean that they necessarily understand the community. It would depend on how much they've been raised in the community and how close they are. We can certainly have non-Latino candidates who know even more about what's going on in the community than a Latino candidate. The communities have some different issues, but most of our issues and concerns are the same. But we need some more candidates who are a little bit more aware of what's happening in the Latino community and a little more responsive to that.
The senior Herman Hernandez believes this election has already made progress on that front.
Whatever the outcome, and hopefully they'll all be successful in their campaigns, they will then be able to also inspire other young individuals that can follow their footsteps.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.